Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Nourishment and Gladness for Your Heart. And the reading is from the book of Acts.
When an attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to molest the apostles and to stone them, they learned of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding country. And there they preached the gospel. Now at Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was a cripple from birth who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and walked. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul, because he was the chief speaker, they called Hermes. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and wanted to offer sacrifice with the people. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed out among the multitude, crying, "Men, why are you doing this? We also are men of like nature with you, and bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. For he did good and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. Nourishment and gladness for your hearts. It's quite possible that the ministry of Jesus and his loving words about the Father and the kingdom were not well known in Lystra and Derbe. After all, the apostles had fled there for their lives. No, it was the curing of a cripple by Paul and Barnabas that captured the attention of this crowd. But to credit Greek gods for a miracle of healing, to credit a fantasy? Why conclude that the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men? Why magic, when most historians have concluded in their research that there was little real belief in the Greek pantheon of gods? How had Jesus' example, his many healings, taught the apostles their miraculous activity? Wasn't it his loving kindness, the desire to teach the people of the Father's love, to be a witness to the community formed by their love and gratitude to the Father? "The kingdom of God is within you," Jesus told them. Greek gods? Does the extreme behavior of this crowd remind us of any recent attention-seeking political moves in our American country? Notorious political moves. What about our government's strange flirting with adding Canada and Greenland to America, regardless of their consent? What about the arrest of a federal judge because he displeased a friend in power? What about our government's casual refusal to obey federal courts? What about considering rewriting our constitutions? The imposition of punishing tariffs on both American consumers and innocent nations? or sponsoring an enormously costly birthday party for a chief executive, the expense to be paid for by the taxes of the citizens. Back in biblical times, Paul and Barnabas responded to the crowd's adulation with massive frustration, saying, "Men, why are you doing this? We also are men of like nature with you, and bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. For he filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts. What about us? Do the deliberately provocative words and actions of our current government leaders fill us with nourishment and gladness for our hearts?